is alchemy, and this is an agent evoke.
This is a computer game with worldwide implications. It's a crash course on changing the world and an urgent call for innovation. Each week until the middle of May, players are presented with a different world problem that needs to be resolved. Bob Hawkins at the World Bank Institute in Washington produced the game.
The entire game revolves around this graphic novel, this comic book, which occurs 10 years into the future.
Contact them.
You have to send an evoke.
The game's story follows a mysterious network of Africa's best problem solvers. Participants can play alone or in groups, interacting with other players. They brainstorm solutions to problems like world hunger, poverty, health, and education.
The game encourages young people to think about what the challenges are and what they might do individually and collaboratively to address those challenges.
The game was originally designed for university students in Africa, but in the first few days, 8,000 players from around the world, most from the United States, signed on. Here's one student from South Africa.
Hello, this is Bruce Haynes from Rhodes University in South Africa.
Hawkins recognizes that of all Africans, only 1% makes it to a university, and that internet access is not widespread in some regions.
We have designed the game so that it is compatible with Opera Mini, which is a browser that you can use in your cell phones. We've mirrored the content onto Facebook, which is a very popular application for students and young people on their mobile phone.
By the end of the game, the top players have the opportunity to be mentored by business leaders. They could also win a trip to a conference in Washington next year. This could be the first in a series of games, ferreting out the innovators of the future. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.
So that's an example of just kind of one of the videos that they can present. Now, the other interesting aspect is that this is kind of being developed as an alternative.